Welcome, my sweet friends, to 2015. This is our second of two live interactive calls that I'm offering to help you bid farewell to 2014 and to welcome in the new year from a vibrational platform that is rooted in something that allows you to move forward and to catch the wave and the momentum of energy of 2015. As I feel into this year, I can't help but just feel absolutely giddy and excited. And that being said, it's not going to be an easy year. However, being firmly anchored in the state of connection is going to allow making the necessary shifts and changes required for you to live your soul signature that much easier. What I can say is that it will certainly be a grace-filled year. It's time to ignite transformation. And there's no greater honor for me than to begin this year of 2015 by sharing my soul signature with all of you, by engaging in this vibrational communion, and by supporting you in moving through whatever it is that you're still holding on to from 2014 so that you can begin this year fresh and new. The passing of time allows us an opportunity for reflection. And this opportunity of reflection isn't an opportunity to look back and beat ourselves up for everything that we didn't do. But it's actually an opportunity to look back and celebrate the pivotal moments that have unfolded over the course of the year, that have allowed you to have the awareness that you have now, that have anchored you in a greater state of self-love, that have allowed you to live in a greater state of intimacy, moments that have ignited your transformation. Everything in our world, in our known reality, in our known universe is in fact an energy. And ultimately, every energy wants to move. Our emotions are nothing more than energies in motion. And as you all know by now, sweet friends, or if you're new to this work, as you are on the verge of finding out, when we repress or suppress the natural flow of energy within us, all of a sudden, everything comes to a screeching halt. We begin to be weighed down. We begin to feel stuck. Ultimately, we're unable to move on. Our unresolved density keeps us stuck in the past. It literally keeps us fixing a memory of ourselves over and over and over again, in the hopes that if only we could make that memory more hospitable, our present would be that much brighter. I want you to know that you're here because you're in the midst of discovering a hidden dimension of your humanity, and that is a vibrational paradigm. And that in truth, when you begin to engage in this vibrational paradigm, you begin to carry yourself off into worlds that are unknown. You begin to have adventures that propel you on into realities that defy the mind. You indeed begin to not only ignite your transformation, but you actually live it in every waking moment. This year, more people will embody a state of oneness than at any other time in the history of our planet. That is why you are here, because you are those people. And ultimately, it is this conscious recognition that when you shift your energy, you can shift your entire life, that is wanting to take up residence in your awareness, that is calling you into something greater. Because in truth, the more you accept who you are, and the more you start living your authentic, magnificent expression, the more you begin to unleash the power that has always lived within you. To be in harmony with yourself is to be the most powerful person in all of creation. In tonight's 90-minute Q&A, I'm here to personally support you energetically in moving beyond everything that you call your comfort zone. In moving beyond everything that is familiar to you, everything that keeps you stuck, everything that holds you back. This isn't about coming into a mental recognition of why life hasn't worked. It's actually about coming into vibrational completion around all of those issues so that you can sail off into 2015 and live a grace-filled year, a year with love, a year with abundance, and a year with radiant and luminous health. I declare, my sweet friends, that 2015 will be your best year ever. And it's not about a new year and a new you. It's actually time to just finally be the real you. The you that is rooted in love. The you that lives in possibility. The you that is just waiting to burst forth. The more we embrace our density, the more we shorten the distance between our personality and our soul, the more we become authentic. And so a warm welcome to all of my friends in Northern America, in Africa, in Australia, in Europe, as we gather together here from all parts of the world. Know that we're engaging in this as a collective soul family that is coming together to send this ripple of possibility out into the greater world at large. Because let's face it, that in truth is what is missing. The conscious recognition of the sacredness of all life. That is why we're here. So I welcome you all with all of my heart, and I thank you for taking the time out of your New Year's Day celebration to be here with me, as together we explore the most important thing of all, your relationship with yourself. A reminder that tonight's call is interactive, so you'll have your opportunity to ask questions, and I will endeavor to take as many questions as possible. Please hit star 2 to raise your hand now. Star 2 to raise your hand. Also know that in the event that I'm unable to get to every single person, don't panic. Know that you're here as one collective energy, and that in my working with one individual, you'll all be receiving together, because in truth we are one collective pod of energy. And so as we begin this adventure, just open your palms, take some long, deep, cleansing breaths. Just allow your entire physical body to relax and just pause for a moment. Pause as we begin this greater foray into our vibrational dimension, into our essence, into our core, into our soul signature. Just take some long, deep, cleansing breaths. And just allow whatever's gone on thus far to just melt away. For some of you, you've had the best New Year's Eve and Thanksgiving you could ever, best New Year's Eve and New Year's Day you can ever imagine. And you're filled with thanks for everything that's occurred. For others, life has already started to happen. Old patterns, old behaviors, challenges in your relationship, challenges within yourself, questioning your reality. Wherever you are on the scope of experience, don't panic. You're here. You're here. So, let's start off in London. Gwen, are you there?
Hi, Panache.
Hi, sweetheart. Happy New Year.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Happy New Year to you too.
How are you, dearest? How can I help?
Well, I'm just really present to my pounding heart and a lot of heat moving through my body, and just have had a lot of relationship things happen in the last few days. Mm-hmm. About 5 days ago, I asked to be shown what it is that I'm ignoring that I need to pay attention to. And just had the most excruciating pain go through the bottom of my spine, like so much that it was like, you know, it was really difficult to stay present to it. So I wasn't surprised when quite a few relationship things manifested on the outside to kind of make me have to go deeper. And I've been feeling a lot of rage also, and a lot of sadness. And so I kind of feel like I'm being put through a deeper, more intensive ringer, should we say.
Yeah, and actually that's exactly what's happening, is everything's intensified. And so as we sit here in 2015, it's already more intense than it ever has been. And the funny thing is that it's going to show up in relationships, because we're either honoring of ourselves in our relationships, or we're fundamentally forgoing our inner harmony and balance to remain in them. And so, you know, like 2015 is a year of put up or shut up, really. Like, people don't really, you can't sit on the fence anymore. It's not like you know, you can live in a state of denial until June and worry about it in July. It's not like that. You know, it, from the get-go, the energy is intensifying. And this is a gradual progression that's occurred since September of last year. But as we move into 2015, there's a rapid acceleration that people are going to feel between now and, I would say, probably March. And so as all of this is happening and as all of this is unfolding, you know, the key, sweetheart, is to experience it all as painful as it is.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, you know, and I know, and everyone that's here knows that it's not about the other person.
Ultimately,
this is about us, our relationship to ourselves, and the degree to which we're willing to love ourselves.
Yeah.
And the degree to which we're willing to honor ourselves.
Mm.
And it's like, and that's the year. The year is really, 2015 is a year of self-honoring.
Mm.
And so just close your eyes, just open your palms, and let's kind of move you through it a bit, because I know it's intense. And this is for all of you who are having relationship issues, relationship challenges. You know, New Year's Eve happened, all of a sudden we're at New Year's Day, boom, back to old patterns and behaviors. Or even if it's your relationship with yourself, let's just deal with it. So close your eyes, just open your palms, just relax your bodies. And Gwen will be our human sacrifice for January 1st of 2015. Are you ready, Gwen?
Yay, totally. Okay. Bring it on.
All right, sweetheart. Okay, can you just describe to us how you're feeling in your body?
I'm really aware of my throat and, like, kind of blockage feeling in my throat and my arms, like, wrists and energy kind of moving up my arms.
So what I'm getting here is basically you just put up with stuff that you shouldn't really, that you don't need to be putting up with.
Yeah.
Right? So you're almost like a doormat or a punch bag.
Yeah. Pretty much.
And it makes you really sad.
Yeah.
Because you just want to be loved for who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. And people basically rage at you, vent at you, and make it about you instead of having a sense of personal responsibility around their own actions.
Uh-huh.
So it's lonely, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it, sweetheart. Take some breaths. Yeah. And I just want to clarify something. It is lonely. Because it's, even if it's relationship, in that relationship, you're still with yourself in the relationship. And that's true for everyone. See, I think often we create relationships to be the solution for that inner existential angst that we have inside of us, and we try and fill that with relationships. And it doesn't work.
Yeah, I'm really aware of that.
So in 2015, what we're going to do is stop making relationships a solution.
Yeah.
Just take some breaths. And actually, what we're going to do is, this is for all of you, we're going to stop making anything external the solution. Like, food is not the solution. Alcohol is not the solution. Drugs are not the solution. Sex is not the solution. All of these things are just distractions. And where we are now in our evolution, we don't have the time for these distractions anymore. We're at a point where, well, they don't work anymore. So just continue to receive, sweet Gwen, and just know that we're all with you. And I know it's hard, sweetheart, but you just have to keep focusing on you, okay? And that isn't selfish. That's actually one of the most important things that you can do.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, sweetheart. Love to everybody in London.
Thank you. I love you.
All right, darling. Thank you. Happy New Year. Okay, let's move on to, let's see, where can we go after London? Where is the natural progression? Let's go to Hyderabad. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, Panache. How are you? Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I'm so glad you picked my call.
Yay. I'm happy that you're here. Let me guess, there's a relationship theme involved.
Yeah, relationship to myself, that is true.
Yeah.
Ever since, you know, I've been a child, you know, I've always had this, there's more to me here,
yeah,
kind of a thing. But then, even while I was working, even while I was in my job, I always told my boss, you know, I've been ignoring, there's a lot of potential within me. I don't know what it is,
yeah,
but I feel underutilized.
Yeah.
That's the word.
Yeah.
And I've done so many things, so much so-called spiritual stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
To bring whatever is within me outside. But then I realized I was just struggling against my will, against my natural flow, to bring something out in a desperate way. I was pretty desperate for divinity, so to speak.
Yeah.
For a long time now. And I realized that I don't have to be so desperate.
Right.
I don't have to be so so fighting against the flow.
Yeah.
But I realized I just give in. Whatever is essential in this moment for me to receive, I'm willing to receive.
Good.
So I don't have any questions.
No, but I'm so happy that you said that, because you know what? God isn't the solution either. And I think that people believe that some external manifestation of divinity is the solution. Or enlightenment is the solution. Or some other state of expression or experience is the solution. And it isn't. That my biggest challenge in life has been finding a million different ways to convey the simplicity of the human experience. Because it's really not that complicated. And so, I would love to support you in what you're asking for. Are you ready to receive it?
Yes.
Okay. Close your eyes, open your palms. And this is for all of you. You know, some of you, the distraction has become spirituality or seeking or becoming. Or God, like some external form, has become the solution. In oneness, you merge so fully with God that God either completely disappears, or you become, or you realize that you are, you're being God in the world. Now, to most people, that sounds absolutely blasphemous, but that's the truth, and I'm a heretic, so I'm going to tell that truth. So in oneness, any notion of God as an external form disappears. Ultimately, there's a complete recognition or revelation that God has always lived within you. At that point, the seeking and searching ends. Then at that point, you are that energy embodied in form. So I can't undo this next part. So if you're not ready for complete oneness, just look away or cover your ears or something. Sing yourself a tune for like the next 30 seconds. Aditya, my sweet friend, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. How are you feeling? What's happening in your body?
It's almost like a complete calmness throughout the body.
Yeah.
It's almost something came alive.
Yeah. Just keep breathing. Just keep relaxing. I'm getting this really stupid image. It's like your soul is John Travolta from Saturday Night Fever. It's like, that's what your soul is. Your soul's like, thank God, Jesus, sparkly jacket, doing the whole Saturday Night Fever dance. I don't know why I just got that image, but I had to say it. If you see it, you say it. I had to say it. Keep breathing, just keep allowing it to unfold. Right now, everybody, Aditya's soul, just picture this. John Travolta, Saturday Night Fever, silver jacket, sparkly jacket, disco. Just keep breathing, just keep receiving. Okay, good. How are you doing now?
Very nice. I could just melt into myself.
Yeah. So this relaxing into yourself is the experience of your enlightenment. When you're peaceful, you're experiencing your enlightenment. It's
mm-hmm.
that simple.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, I think I'm so sorry. Please go on.
And peace is the natural undercurrent of all human experience. It's always available to us. It's just that we don't take the time to take some breaths and to relax and to drop into it. You see, people think that enlightenment or self-realization is a striving toward. It isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Striving toward implies it doesn't already exist.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a complete relaxing into what already exists. What's always been there. So enjoy your John Travolta, Saturday Night Fever, epic awesomeness, my sweet friend, in 2015.
Thank you so much, Panache. I love you,
brother. Thank you. I love you, too.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. There you have it. Your soul, in 2015, wants to be like John Travolta from Saturday Night Fever, silver sparkly jacket, disco ball, having a blast. Are you ready, ladies and gentlemen? That is the question. Let's go down to Miami. Why not? Here in Miami, say hello. Hello? Miami?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I'm actually on.
Well, you're here. Hello.
How exciting. Hi. Hello. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. How can I help?
Man, I completely forgot everything. Oh, okay, no, I remember.
It's hard to follow the John Travolta soul with the jacket. That's hard, so I'm going to give you a second.
Thank you, thank you. Well, okay, so one thing that I really want to work on this year is I became a certified yoga instructor,
mm-hmm.
but I'm having some trouble actually practicing. Which, how can I teach what I don't practice, you know?
Well, you're kind of asking the wrong person that question. well, and here's why, right? Indians don't do yoga.
So I've heard.
So we're good for one asana, and that's the lay on your back with your palms open, facing the ceiling, Shivasana. Like that, we're good for that, right? So ultimately, what's the block? Like, what's the fear here?
That's what I don't know.
I'm asking you. You have to know. It's your reality. What are you afraid of?
Routine? I don't know.
Do you like structure?
I do. I thrive on it, but it's difficult. I have a toddler and an infant, so structure is kind of hard sometimes.
Well, but so why do you need to... But why do you need to do it, or why do you need to teach it, is the question, I guess.
It makes me feel really good, doing it and teaching it.
Okay. So can you make the commitment to do what makes you feel good?
I guess I don't know.
Okay. I'm going to help you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Because I'm an Indian. I'm an expert, but I don't do it, so I'm about to help you. Every day, just do 5 sun salutations.
Okay.
When that gets easy, do 10 sun salutations. And gradually, start to increase the number of sun salutations.
I can do that.
And allow it to become so natural and so effortless that it becomes meditation in motion. And when people see you do it, they see your soul and your luminosity to such a degree that they're attracted to it, and they too want to unleash that same potential. That's the power of Hatha Yoga. And when you practice it in that way, just for the sake of practicing in that way, and you do it small steps and you do it incrementally, it has an accumulative effect.
I think that's what happens, is that I see like this whole long...
Yeah, yeah.
Series, ahead of me, and I get like not intimidated, but like,
it's overwhelming.
It's overwhelming, and then I just I just don't even start.
Yeah, it's like 100 different ways to twist yourself into a pretzel. It's overwhelming. It's overwhelming. That's why Just do the sun salutation. If that's all that you do, that's enough.
Okay.
You could, and actually, once you get it down in your own life, it's easy. At that point, that's basically a yoga class right there anyway. Even if you just did that as a yoga class, people would be like, wow, that was awesome. She's awesome. I twisted myself into a pretzel in the most awesome way in Miami.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you. Wait, I have one more tiny question.
Yes.
The top of my head feels like icy. It's been feeling like that for a week. Do you know what that is? Like ice cold.
Yeah, well, what's happening is a greater infusion of energy. So people who practice yoga, do chanting, who pray, who do meditation, are more sensitive to energy and vibration. Some people have been experiencing it as a cold. Some people have been experiencing it as a heat. Some people experience it almost like an electricity. There's just a greater remembrance of connection that's happening. And so it's just an adjustment that's happening in your body. You just have to kind of allow it to happen.
That's awesome. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yeah, it's like that, you know, ET phone home moment, but it's you connecting with your higher self, basically, is what it is. It's like your humanity is touching your higher self and saying hello.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thanks for calling in. Happy 2015. Yay. There you go. And you know what? That's perfect. So much is so overwhelming. We don't need to make it overwhelming. Do it in bite-sized portions. It doesn't have to be some huge thing that we get into. This is why most people don't follow through on things. It's why there's no consistency, because it's just overwhelming. Start small, because when we make small, subtle shifts every day, they're lasting. And that's what I've discovered. You know, this overnight transformation stuff doesn't work. But that which we do every day with an open heart, we can sustain. And it leads into a fruitful way of being. So in the event that you're just overwhelmed with meditation or yoga or whatever it is, don't panic. Just breathe, just relax, and just do whatever there is to do. And do it in small portions every day and watch what happens. Before you know it, you'll be all of a sudden doing things that you couldn't even imagine, because the body will be making subtle shifts, the energy making subtle shifts in the middle of all of that. So my love to you in Miami and my love to everyone who's struggling with overwhelm. Let's go to Eugene, Oregon. Hello, Eugene, Oregon.
Hello.
Hello.
Tamash, Happy New Year into Jan. This
Happy
is Jan.
New Year. How are you?
Well, you know, I am that I am, and I do have a question. I was just washing dishes, listening to you, multitasking a little bit. I think this is related,
mm-hmm.
and I'm actually in Portland, okay? I'm in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell Andrew Harvey, I heard last week that the exile is over. It was a 6-year exile.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something I know that you have the wisdom and sight and heart to understand. I am doing the best I can when I'm awake. I'm empathic, and I've been waking up
mm-hmm.
several times a night, like 3 to 6 times a night. And I usually just sit in meditation.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's some subtle alarm in my unconscious, but I do know that I think it's tangent to the empathic event.
Yeah. Well, there's lots of factors. I'm noticing that diet is making a big difference. I'm also noticing that external factors are making a difference. So, you know, the more sensitive you get, the more open you're. That's not that we're being assaulted by our external reality. You don't have to go to that scenario. Just chill out, everyone who's in that paradigm. But what I am saying is that it's time to start paying attention, because you'll immediately become aware of what's triggering that result in your life. It's like instant awareness. Instant awareness. Oh, that's what it is. Boom. And then you just eliminate it. So I had this thing happen where I'd have, like, if I had a cup of tea, after like 12 o'clock in the afternoon, I was wired for sound, and I couldn't figure out why on earth I was wired for sound until I thought, oh my God, I'm having tea in the afternoon, like at 3 o'clock. I'm English, can't help it, don't do that anymore, because I'm wired for sound. And so things impact you differently and uniquely when you're open to energy. And so that's why a cleanse is so important, because if you can actually go on a cleanse, you can start to eliminate things that you normally eat and consume or environmental factors you're normally a part of, and you can begin to really fine-tune it to see what it is. And then you can just eliminate it completely, and then you're fine.
Yeah, I just made a pot of khichdi. You know what that is. It's a cleanse.
Yeah, khichdi is fine. Yeah. So just eat khichdi for a little bit and just eliminate other things. And then, but the key is then to reintroduce certain things to see what it is, right? Because you're so sensitive, you'll immediately be able to know what it is.
So you're saying it's diet. It's not Wi-Fi or the psyche of...
Well, it can be... See, all of that stuff that's happening is happening on such an intense level that, for the most part, people don't have the capacity to be aware of it, honestly.
Really? So, well, I don't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wake up and I like, you know, I mean, I can bring myself back into still point immediately through consciousness, but sometimes I wake up and I have every TV channel in my consciousness on a subtle level, and I'm going, how many stones can I wear? And so I know you know this.
Yeah.
I trust you and your team.
Yeah. Focus on the vessel. You have to focus on your body and the vessel. Okay?
Well, I just did yoga 6 days a week for a month.
Well, but that's not it. It's something diet related.
Okay, I hear you. And my God, the heart initiation in connection with you is so precious and so deep. Thank you so much. I mean, this transmission is...
I love you a long time.
Mm-hmm.
That's how
it
is. I love you all long time. We love you a long time. That's how it's been for millions of years. So thank you for that. All right, sweetheart.
Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. Happy 2015. And just just eliminate certain things you do on a regular basis and just see what it is, and eventually you'll figure out what it is, okay? And that's for all of you. You know, the more sensitive you get, the more you open up to energy, the more sensitive you become. Now, that's not, again, we're not victimized by things, so everyone just calm down. That's not what I'm saying. But there are just certain things that you used to do that you can't do anymore because you're just sensitive. Your wiring is changing. So your frequency is changing. So just eliminate certain things and see. And then you can see instant awareness. Okay? Fantastic. Let's go to, I don't know where you are. Say hello. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, who's that?
Me?
Yes, who's me?
Oh, shoot. Jesse.
Hey, Jesse, how are you, brother?
Pretty good, man. I was at your retreat in Vancouver Island.
I remember. How are you, my friend? Happy New Year.
Yeah, it's not that big of a Happy New Year for me. I just feel... I just came out of a 10-month like a relationship. It's been... really tough because this is like on and off with broken up, got back together countless of times. I've given up even talking about it, and it's just like I still want to get like drawn to this person, and every time I go with her, I'm with her, I get these like gut feelings like I need to move on, or I don't know, some kind of intuitive feeling, whatever it is. And I took the day off today and just kind of meditated on your videos and stuff like that all day, and I'm talking about patterns. I was talking to a good friend of mine, and she said, I sometimes feel like maybe I'm like sexually dependent on this person or something like that. Like, I don't know, like I'm really attracted to her sexually for the last 10 months, and I I don't know, I'm like a mess right now and stuff. So anyways, that's yesterday. I ended up going to her house after she'd broken up with me because I told her I'm having these gut feelings again. And luckily, I didn't have any intercourse with her because that would have got me back into the pattern deeply again. Mm-hmm. And here I am, and I've turned my phone off, turned my Facebook off, so I have at least some form of away from contact from this person, so I can just, I feel like I'm rambling right now. I'm not sure what I'm saying, but makes sense, I guess.
It's the torment of the mind versus the heart. And also, it's a distinction between sex and love. Two very different things.
Yeah.
Sex is just sex sometimes. And love is an entirely different experience. And when you have both together, it's magical.
Yeah.
And I think often people mistake the states of being or the two things as being the same when they're not. And what I'll say to you is that, you know, you're still a young man, and this is an important part of your development. And rather than living in the suffering or the angst or the turmoil of the situation, be in the situation until you're just not anymore. Right now, the problem here is the inner conflict. The inner conflict is, okay, well, do I stay in this relationship? The sex is great. I feel like there's a sexual compatibility here. However, I'm not sure about the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I have to say to you is that people who have been abandoned will abandon. People who have been rejected will reject. People who have been betrayed will betray. And so you really, Jesse, just need to be in the experience and let it play out. And let it unfold, because some of this might just be your own unconscious habitual patterns and behaviors, and ultimately your own fear of intimacy. And I'm not talking about physical intimacy. I'm talking about the intimacy that is the communion of two souls. So you have to hang in there, sweet soul, and get back on Facebook, turn the phone back on, get back on the horse, get back in the game, and just let it play out and be in the experience of what you're going through right now. It's very common. You know, people, you know, have this happen all the time because that sexual energy and that sexual presence is so similar and so unique to the God force. It's the same feeling, the same vibration. It's just that sometimes we engage in that through our base human self, and sometimes we engage in that from a more evolved perspective. But either way, you can't avoid it.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're in the midst of is an important part of your development.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than ping-ponging and saying, well, I'm staying because the sex is great, or I'm leaving because, oh, my God, my intuition is telling me I have to leave, that might not be your intuition. That just might be fear kicking in, an old patterning, because you're afraid that if you get too close, something's going to happen, your heart's going to get broken.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be scared.
Yeah.
Go for it and let it play out. And it will play out in whatever way it needs to for you. I know that.
Hmm.
I mean, clearly there's a connection there. You can't avoid it.
No.
And the rationalization of the connection isn't making a difference. It's just exacerbating your suffering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really confusing. It just, like, I was with her yesterday, and I felt that weird feeling come over me. It's just like, I got to get out of here. When I leave, and I've broken up with her and everything, which I've done so many times, that dread, that gut feeling is totally gone. Everything's gone. Everything's good. But then I'm missing her.
Yeah. So there's a disconnect here.
Mm.
And you have to just let it play out, because you'll find the clarity in what's going on here. You'll find the clarity. And you know what? That intuition may be 100% correct. But you have to let it play out. Don't ping pong. Because the truth is, this is an important part of your development. If you don't resolve it here, you're just going to have the same thing with someone else.
Mm.
Resolve it.
Mm-hmm. Do I should just stay in it? I mean, we're officially broken up now. She says I want to be friends with you, and then I really want you in my life, and maybe we can get back together in about a couple of months or something like that. But every time I'm with her, I'm drawn to her and I want to have sex or whatever it is. But at the same time, I'm afraid that I'll put her through again. Oh, I'm having these gut feelings again. I got to leave or something like that.
But don't act on the initial impulse. Give yourself the pause and the time to find clarity before you unfriend her on Facebook and turn your phone off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's more to this, Jesse. It's deeper than what it seems to be on the surface. It's not just about sex, and it's not just about connection, and it's not just about intuition. This is about you, and it's about a core vibrational pattern that's playing out in you, and it's rooted in fear.
Hmm.
Okay?
Okay, so I just...
Don't non-dual your love life.
Right.
You don't need to do that. Experience your love life. Don't non-dual your love life. Don't sit there with the I am that I am, analyzing the I am-ness of this experience. It just is what it is. Ride the wave of isness, my sweet friend.
Okay. And so I don't get back together with her?
Well, it's going to happen. Listen, you're going to get back together again. When you get back together again, sit with the discomfort and just experience whatever there is to experience underneath this. So there's something so much deeper in you that's wanting to be revealed.
Don't make
knee-jerk decisions.
Okay.
Just calm down. Relax. Feel what there is to feel. You don't need to, all of a sudden when you have an intuition, you don't need to all of a sudden have spiritual Tourette's and proclaim the intuition out loud. You don't need to do that. Just take some time. Just relax. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, my friend. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, so, this is for all of you, right? Because you're all going through shifts and changes, and that's important. Whether it's, a relationship, work, whatever that is, please don't make knee-jerk decisions. Take the time to uncover what's going on underneath. Because most of the time, even these intuitive hits that you get, they're rooted in fear-based aspects of your personality. And then it's just validation to bail. Because you're afraid you're going to be rejected or you're going to have your heart broken. So please, don't make knee-jerk decisions on things in your life that you don't need to all of a sudden just uproot everything. No unfollowing of people on Facebook is necessary. Just pause, breathe and feel and experience what there is to experience, okay? Hit star 2 if you're just joining me to ask me a question. If you're just joining me, you're late. Thank God there's a recording. Otherwise, you would have missed the pure brilliance and magnificence of this community for the last 45 minutes. Let's see. Where else are we going? How about New York? Hello, New York. If you're in New York, say hello. New York City. Say hello. Lynn in New York. Are you there? Don't forget to hit star 7 to unmute yourself. Star 7 to unmute yourself. Nope, well, obviously, whoever's in New York passed a lot too hard last night with the ball dropping and all that. Let's go to somewhere else other than New York. How about, let's see, let's go to Los Angeles. Hello, if you're in LA, say hello. 323, in the hills. The Holly Heezy. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, Panache. This is Natalie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great.
Welcome to 2015. How can I help?
Thank you for welcoming me in 2015. You know what? For the past 2 years, I'm kind of stuck with my career.
Yeah.
And I try to be patient, but 2 years without a job and income, it's running thin.
Yeah. Yeah. What is it that you really want to do?
I'm a personal trainer, but I really like to blend everything, to mix also meditation, stretching, and I really want to empower people to take care of their own body, but also their own mind, and to empower themselves to live the life that they choose to live.
Are you in LA or Hollywood? Where are you?
Right now I'm in LA.
Okay, good. Create your own workout that incorporates all of that.
Okay.
Right? And then just find a place to start teaching. You'll have people coming from all over the place to learn that.
Okay.
And make little YouTube videos of you and put them on YouTube.
Okay.
Real simple.
Yeah, it sounds.
How
come it took 2 years for that?
Well, because I guess you just needed like the external voice of just, you know, inner validation.
Okay.
You just have to go for it. You know, it's like you can't sit on the fence anymore. See, and this is important because 2015 is a year of marrying being and doing, right? It's
okay.
Not just about apathy and just, oh, I'm just going to sit here and everything's done. No, that's not it. It's
mm-hmm.
about a harmonious hustle. 2015 is the year of the harmonious hustle. It means that harmony is the anchor point through which the hustle occurs. You're not hustling at the cost of your harmony.
Okay.
It's another panacheism. Write that down. 2015 is a year of the harmonic hustle. Right? The
okay.
harmonic hustle. Mm-hmm. We're not gonna violate our inner integrity, but we're gonna do it, whatever we do, from that platform of inner integrity.
Mm-hmm.
So just create the workout then. Come on, you're in LA. They love that stuff. Before you know it, you'll have 100 students.
Yeah, that's the problem though with LA. I'm here because I was in Montreal and -28 didn't
yeah.
me, but I'm not sure if I want to live in LA, so that's
don't worry about
of...
it. Just start
okay.
it there, and then before you know it, you'll have other places in other parts of the world.
Yeah.
Don't worry
all
about
right.
it. Just start it there. Yeah. So just put the workout together that incorporates all of those elements that you love. Start teaching it to people.
Okay.
Put it on YouTube.
That I can do.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good at it anyway, so why not?
That's right, and that's it. And it's really that simple. When you do what comes naturally and you integrate all of the elements that you love into what you're doing, people love it too. Good
yeah.
figure. Yeah. So it's going to be epic. So there you go.
Okay. Thank you.
Get ready.
Happy New Year.
Thank you, sweetheart. Happy New Year. Yeah, sometimes it's that simple. You know, we have to marry this being and doing. 2015 is a year of the harmonic hustle. We still have to hustle. Just don't violate your own inner self for the hustle. Don't let the hustle become a distraction. Harmoniously hustle. Try it. See what happens. Let me know. Okay, let's go to my favorite place in the world, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Hello. Hit *7 to unmute yourself. Green Bay, Wisconsin. Oh, just getting
Hello?
A wicked echo. Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can.
Hi.
Hi.
So, I've been dealing with some issues for about a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And, a few months ago, I sort of felt led to stop taking all of the supplements and medication that I was taking.
Mm-hmm.
And that was going really well for a while, but I went to visit family over the holidays, and everything got really worse.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just feeling terrible now. It's mostly thyroid and adrenal gland issues.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing like family to show you what you have yet to embrace. You know, it's like I always say that the holidays are like button pushing conventions. And so, and I'm just going to say something too. It's never good to just go cold turkey and just end everything. Like that is not a good idea. Again, what we want, what's sustainable, are subtle shifts every day, small bite-sized portions. Appetizer portions of transformation every day. That's what we want. And so just close your eyes, just open your palms, sweetheart, because there's a lot of people that are in that position too. You know, we're just getting over the holidays. Most of you went home for the holidays. Yay, how much fun was that for some of you? For some of you, it was like peaceful. Those of you that are on the more peaceful side of things. But for others, it was just like intense. So close your eyes, open your palms, sweetheart. Just take some breaths. Ready? Are you still there? I've lost her. That's a shame, too, because I like Green Bay, Wisconsin. Where are you? No, she is officially merged into the universe. That has never happened before. That is bizarre. Okay, let's move on then. Let's go to... How about we go to... Let me see here. How do we go to Denver? Hello, Denver. If you're in Denver, say hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
You are the sweetest angel that ever touched the earth that I've ever... ever heard of. I just can't believe you.
Oh, jeez.
I just want to say, I relate so much to these people of all different ages and different situations, and especially the young man who just gets afraid and runs away from relationships. When I was a teenager, I just remember shutting my heart off and just saying no one was going to hurt me again, and I got really tough, and I've been working for the last 30 years to find my heart again. And last September, I prayed for the truth, because I just feel like everything I've been living is just bullshit. And my hairdresser told me about your book. And, I mean, I just can't tell you how much that book and your meditations have done for me. And I woke up this morning and was going to do a little shopping therapy, you know, online. There's a lot of sales right now. And I realized that I was looking outside of myself and just opened up your abundance one-hour meditation, one of those seven-hour meditations that you gave away. Mm-hmm. And I had this experience today of, like, this energy that I can't even explain that was inside of me.
Yeah.
And I just was blown away by it. It was like just so, it was like the energy that makes flowers grow and just makes everything in the world alive.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I've never experienced anything like that. And I just want to thank you.
And you know what, sweetheart?
For bringing that.
You're welcome. And you know what? And that's the magic of this, right? Because now it's like showtime. And that's exactly what I'm talking about, is we're living in an age where God, as an external form, is going to disappear. Why? Because people are going to discover the divinity within them. They're going to realize that God is actually in them, that the stuff that's making everything grow and animating all of life, and that's involved in all of the intricate processes that have to happen in nature to allow you to take your next breath, like, that's in you. That's how awesome you are. And that realization is going to change the world. Because the reason why the world is the way it is right now is because people are suffering from an identity crisis. Just imagine if every human being could experience what you've experienced. How would they treat themselves? And then also, then, how would they treat other people? Now, that's not to say that you aren't still going to have moments of whatever, right? You're human. But for the most part, those experiences won't dominate your reality anymore. There'll be space. There'll be an acknowledgement of something else. There'll be a greater accessibility to something that you didn't have access to before. And so I'm grateful for you, because you're a part of the greater awakening and remembrance that's happening here. Thank God for you. Thank God for all the people that are on this call. Thank the divine for nudging these people into this remembrance, because the truth is, we're there. We're in that point now where this is going to become the new normal. I can't wait. So, and 2015 is going to happen more than any other time. I'm so excited. There's an acceleration of all of this. So you are right on track, sweet soul. And thank you for all that you are.
Thank you.
Yay. Happy 2015 to you. So, let's see, what was it? Star 2 to raise your hand, by the way. This is an interactive call. It's not sit there on the phone and not interact with me. Star 2 right now, everybody. Star 2, raise your hands. One and all. Ladies and gentlemen, Star 2. raise your hands to speak to me. And if you don't raise your hand, I'm going to pick on you anyway. So let's see what we've got going on here. My screen's just completely frozen because everyone just raised their hands. Okay, let's go to St. Cloud, Minnesota. If you're... Oh, my computer's just frozen. Just give me a second while it catches up. God, be careful what you ask for, Panache. Now, like, thousands of people have just all raised their hands and said, oh, there you go, it's back now. Sorry, St. Cloud, Minnesota, I have now lost you in an absolute flurry of activity. So we're going to go to Hawaii, and then we'll come back to you. Oh, no, it's just happened again. Hello. We're in Bethel, Maryland, I think. Bethel? Are you there, Bethel? Star 7, unmute yourself. Hello? Maine? If you're in Bethel, Maine, is it? Sounds like Bethlehem. Are you there? No? Wow. All right, let's go to Hawaii. If you're in Hawaii, say hello. Honolulu. Aloha. Hello? Ah, hello. Hello? No. Gone. Wow. All right, let's try Indiana. If you're in Indiana, say hello. Elkhart, Indiana.
This is Ashok.
Hi, Ashok. How are you?
How are you?
Good, thank you.
This is hat-trick, you know, third time.
It is a hat-trick. How are you feeling, my friend? How are you doing?
I'm feeling better, beautiful. Last 2-3 days, just going beautiful, very beautiful. Just
good.
Looking for blessings for the new year.
Yeah.
So all my density dissolves and, you know, I can vibrate with just love and abundance.
Good, good, good. Let's do that. Close your eyes, open your palms, and let's begin to do that. Just relax your body. This is for all of you. We're just going to help you detox your density, and I'll be talking more about that a bit later, so don't go anywhere. Just take some breaths, just relax your bodies, and just receive. See, ultimately, everything in life is an external manifestation of the same thing, something unresolved internally. And there are two ways to go about it. There's a way of deluding yourself into believing that there isn't anything anymore, and that you've transcended everything, which life will very quickly show you isn't true. Or there's the everyday, little by little, acknowledgement of humanity. Little by little acknowledgement that the more we do every day, or the more that we acknowledge every day, the more that we bring into awareness every day, the more every aspect of life and living begins to take off. So just as Ashok is sitting here, beginning this 2015, in this space of abundance and connection, in that same way, that is happening in all of you. Just continue to breathe and relax and receive. Just stay with it, Ashok Bhai, and just continue to allow yourself to receive, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Happy New Year, my friend.
Love you.
Love you, too. Okay, let's see who else we've got. Let's try Tacoma, Washington. If you're in Tacoma, Washington, say hello. Hello? Star 7. Tacoma, Washington. Or near Tacoma. If you're in the state of Washington, say hello.
Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Hi.
There you are. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I can't believe that we moved, so I wasn't expecting that.
Well, here we are. How can I help? What would you like?
Well, we just went through the density that you just did. But that's
can you speak into the phone a little bit more? I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Yeah. Is
there
that
you go. There she is. Hello. Happy New Year.
Hi. Happy New Year. I've put things down way far away into my body, you know, like I always call it this can of things that I don't want to feel. Mm. You know, they were so painful that I hide them.
Yeah.
And it's just little by little it's starting to come out.
Yeah.
And I'm having a lot of trouble with it.
Yeah. You know, at first when it all starts to happen, it's overwhelming, and actually it can be a little scary because, you know, these are parts of ourselves that, you know, we don't want to look at sometimes, or that were just so traumatic that the best that we could do in the moment was forget about them, out of some belief that in forgetting about them they would disappear. Of course,
right.
We've now come to know that that isn't the truth, and so just going to send you a big hug, sweetheart. Just breathe, just relax, and just know that you're not alone in it. You know, we're all
right.
Here with you, and that ultimately, the more you have the courage to just experience what's there, the more
right.
You'll be able to move through it, and you'll get to a point where you'll look back on it, and there'll be no charge anymore. There'll
right.
be no reaction anymore. You'll just, dare I say it, even smile.
Yeah, that's the thing, is the reaction, that it's so overwhelming.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, at first it is, because when you look at humanity, the one thing that has been conditioned out of us the most are our feelings.
Right.
And
right,
so,
but it feels like I close off my heart.
Well, you can't. I mean, the good news is that the way the energy is actually expressing itself, you can't close off your heart. You're just not that good. So you don't have a choice, really. I mean, it's funny because you even articulated it, that as much as you've tried to stuff all of this, you just can't anymore because it's all coming up anyway.
Yes.
And
is.
So, and that's 2015. 2015 is going to ring you out, and you're going to enjoy it. That's
yeah.
the only difference. You know, 2013 and 2014, we were being wrung out, but we weren't enjoying it.
Right.
This year, we'll enjoy it.
Yes,
as
we
I
will.
Shared
it
in my last
great.
Call, 2015 is a year of passing through shit peacefully.
Yes, it will be. I look forward to it. I'll be there with you in the density, detox density. Yes.
We're going to pass through shit peacefully, and we're going to harmoniously hustle.
Right.
That's what we're going to do.
Yes, we are. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. We're all here with you. And
thank you
stay
so
with
much.
It, okay? Just keep breathing. Just stay with it. Just know we're all here with you. And I know how much courage is required to turn and face this stuff. I really do. So thank you for
okay.
that.
Thank you.
All right, darling.
Love you.
Love you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's go to Boston, Massachusetts. If you're in Boston, say howdy.
Hi, Panache.
Hey, how are you?
How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
How are you doing?
Fantastic, thank you. I'm happy to be on the call with everybody.
I know, this is awesome, Panache. I think this 2013-2014 thing,
yeah.
I think you're like right on the money about that. Like, I felt so relieved today. Like, it's like over.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, you know, there's so much hype around 2012 and, you know, all this nonsense, and then, you know, and then the world didn't end, and, you know, and then
right.
and then all these upticks in energy that have been happening, and, you know, it's just 2013 and 2014 were just intense years, and intense years that didn't let up in any way, shape, or form. And I think
mm-hmm.
finally, like, we get to catch our breaths and just
yep.
chill out a little bit, and
yeah.
And that's not to say that it's not going to be intense and stuff isn't going to happen. It is, but I think it's going to just become easier to remain centered in the midst of everything that's happening. I think that's the opportunity.
Mhm. Mhm.
Yeah.
Mhm. And just right, like, no, learning that we are peaceful, and the rest of it is just this outside thing that's happening.
Exactly.
Like, that's the truth of who we really are.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I really, like, get that now. I mean, it took a while, but I'm really beginning to, that's my home base.
Yay. Awesome.
Thanks to you. Yeah,
well,
thank you, Panache.
2015 is a year of the harmonious hustle.
I know, among other things. Yeah.
Yep. Well, my love to you, sweetheart. Happy New Year.
Love to you, Panache. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, honey.
Yeah, I think, you know what, just as Sally shared, you know, 2013 and 2014, people just felt wrung out. It's like, God, is it over yet? And, you know, the good news is that we've now moved through enough to now be at a point where we can remain connected in the midst of it. So that is the good news. Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hello.
Hi, Panache.
Hey.
How are you? This is Lee.
Hey, Lee. How are you?
Well, this has been the year from hell.
It was the year from hell. That's one way of articulating it.
Yeah. I mean, everything in my life fell away. Every single thing. My home, my connection with you, my connection with my recovery community, everything.
Mm.
And it was amazing watching it all go.
Mm.
And then in the midst of that, this guy comes into my life and just brought up old patterns that I hadn't resolved. And it's been, since September, the most intense 4 months of my life, where it was the most ecstatic emotions I've ever felt. And then I didn't want to live. I mean, it was just the most intense 4 months that I've ever spent in my life. So once I got back home and renovated it, then things started coming back, and I could get in touch with you again. But it's been awful. It's been a walk through hell.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you have to walk through hell to get to the truth.
Yeah.
So thank you for walking through hell and having the most awful year of your life last year, so that this year you can begin to stay connected to what's real and what's true and what supports you in who you're here to be. Happy New Year, Lee.
Thanks, Flash.
Take care, sweetheart. Let's go to North Carolina. Why not? Hello, North Carolina. *7 to unmute yourself. North Carolina, hello. Nope. Yep.
Hi,
hey.
Dear.
Hi.
Hi, Marsh, oh my gosh.
How are
well,
you?
Well, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm here with you. I couldn't be happier. I'm here with all of you. How can I help, sweetheart? What would you like?
Well, I do want to talk about a relationship, go around the relationship team. This is a family friend, and we got connected 2 months ago, and he had a traumatic event in June. His ex-wife killed their daughter and herself. It was a suicide. And so we got involved in, we have so much in common. And it's just crazy because everything just, we just, you know, in tune with each other, connected in so many ways, so many levels. But then we were talking on the phone, you know, a couple of weeks, and then all of a sudden, it's just, I don't know what it is. It's just so intense in our conversation. And I don't know if it's her spirit that's coming between us. It's just the anxiety that I have when we talk on the phone. It's just so the same way. It's just so strange. I can't explain it. So I don't know what your thoughts are.
Well, rather than focusing on the external scenario, let's have a look at what's going on inside of you. So just close your eyes, just breathe, just relax, and let's see what's shaking inside. Just breathe, just relax.
Okay.
and just receive. Okay, how are you feeling? What's going on?
I don't know, Panache. I don't feel anything.
Okay, that's all right. Just keep breathing. Just keep relaxing. It's okay. There's a lot going on there. Okay. How are you doing now, sweetheart?
I just feel a little warm inside.
Yeah.
Why
do you need this to play out in the way that it is?
You know, I care for him a lot. I just don't know if this is just way too young for him. I'm a distraction for him. I think he needs to work on embracing the solitude, being alone and try to figure things out. But I want to be there to help him.
Mm-hmm. And that is the issue. Is that you can't.
Yeah.
And that revelation or that realization is the hardest for people, because most of the people that are on this call are evolving so that they can facilitate the evolution of someone that they love. And what I'm here to say is that that's not it. Well, does it intrinsically happen? Is there a ripple effect? Yes. However, what you'll discover is that the people closest to you won't be able to listen to you. So the divine will speak to them through other people. And so again, this is just another Jesse type scenario, really. And what I mean by that is, it's important to stop the overanalysis of should I stay or should I go, and just be in the experience of being there and allowing it to uncover everything in you that you need to feel. Don't worry about him. Let him take care of him. You need to go through what you need to go through as a part of being, a part of this relationship equation that you're involved in.
Mm-hmm.
That's your focus. That's where you need to keep your focus. And that's for all of you who are going through relationship things right now. The very second you make it about somebody outside of you, you're lost. There's no completion that's possible there. But when you can actually just relax and allow and receive, all of a sudden something happens and something shifts. So stay focused on you, sweetheart. Just keep nurturing yourself, keep loving yourself, and just keep being with whatever's coming up in you around this relationship. Okay?
Okay.
All right, sweet soul. Happy New Year.
You too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, dearest. Here's to an epic 2015. Let's see. Where else have we got? We're just keeping on the clock. We're fast approaching the hour. Let's see. Where haven't I been today? Let's try St. Cloud, Minnesota again. Hello, St. Cloud, Minnesota. Lois, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
You got lost in the shuffle earlier. I'm sorry, I had a technical challenge. My screen just froze, and then you were gone. I was like, oh, she's ascended. But, yeah, here you are. How can I help? What would you like? Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you. I just signed up for your detox.
Oh, cool.
And then I also signed up for your year. What is that?
The soul support.
Yes, soul support.
Awesome.
I think you know my sister-in-law, Kathleen, from Sarasota.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I was originally, we're from Little Falls, Minnesota. So
that's where Jan's from.
I know it, and I was friends with her sister Karen.
Oh, cool. Look at that.
Look at that. But what I'm wondering about is I have a little question, and we have a son and daughter-in-law that were pregnant with his twin.
Lois, can you talk into the phone, darling? I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Sure. Okay. Is this better?
That's much better.
Oh, good. Well, we have a son and daughter-in-law that just, they were pregnant with twins, and they lost one of them. Mm. And I keep seeing a little girl around me, and I just want to, I don't know what I'm supposed to pray for or what I'm supposed to envision for the highest good. I'm searching myself. I just want to learn to do things correctly. That's why signing up with your classes, I'm just hoping that I can connect.
Well, you know, ultimately, this is probably not going to be the answer that you're looking for, but in this scenario, there's absolutely nothing to do with what's happening other than just feel what there is to feel.
Okay.
Sometimes we have these experiences because we have to feel the sadness of the loss.
Mm-hmm.
And when you feel that energy, let your heart open and just feel the loss. Feel the sadness. Cry the tears.
Okay.
And that, really in truth, is all we can ever do, is just feel what there is to feel around what's happened.
Yeah.
Now, ultimately, on the level of the soul, you know, and I haven't died yet. Once I'm dead, I'll tweet you all to let you know what it's like. But in experiencing the divine, there's only completion that's available to us at the end of life, regardless of whether we're an infant when we transition or we're a grown-up when we transition.
Right. And so,
Lois, for you, sweetheart, when you feel that energy, what's important is to just cry.
Yeah.
That's what's important.
Yeah. I just hope that other one's going to be okay.
Well, you know what? They will be. As okay as you can be having lost a baby.
Yes. And then they still have one. I mean, that's still in the... Yeah.
You know, it's not an easy situation. And, you know, it's heart-wrenching as a parent to have to deal with that.
Yeah.
And, again, you know, my firm belief... Or my firm knowing in all of this is that there is something greater that is emerging as a result of these experiences, and sometimes we just can't see it in the moment. And
Okay. You
just have to just keep praying, do whatever it is that you do to connect, and just feel whatever there is to feel, sweetheart. And my thoughts and prayers are with you all.
Thank you very much.
All right, darling. Happy New Year.
Oh, so glad I got to talk to you. I've been thinking of you for years, and I've been telling so many people about you, how I can't wait. We just moved to Naples for the winter, and we just bought a home here last year, and I'm so excited. I'm excited where my life is going.
Well, thank you, sweetheart. I'm excited where your life is going too, Donna.
Okay, thank you very much.
Take care.
A wonderful year.
Thank you. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
If those of you that have lost someone, or there's some tragedy that's occurred, or, you know, something that's happened, and, you know, there's just a not knowing how to navigate. Ultimately, life isn't about knowing how to navigate, basically. It's just about having the experience. So just as in Lois's case, you know, with all of you, you know, if there's been some sense of loss or something's happened, when you have the remembrance of that individual, cry, like, you know, to this day, when I still think of when my grandmother, I still think of that woman, I cry. I think that's normal. I think, you know, people say, well, you're supposed to get over things. Well, I don't think that life is that cut and dry. I think that we as human beings need to find our own way of navigating through life, and that isn't the same way as anybody else. And so, you know, when you do have the remembrances of people that have passed on, or you feel like their energy is around you, whatever that is, feel what there is to feel, because that's where the freedom is, in the willingness to just feel what there is to feel. And again, it sounds so simple. And yet, in so many ways, because of how we've been conditioned, it's the hardest thing of all, is just to relax, is just to feel what there is to feel, just to be with whatever is arising naturally in the midst of life. Let's go to Idaho, one of my other favorite places in the world. Idaho sounds like a French name. There's a heart in it, heart of Aline. Bonnie, are you there? Hit star 7 to unmute your phone.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Panache. How lovely.
Hi, sweetheart. That's a beautiful name. Cora d'Aline. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
That is French, right? I'm not, my mind isn't betraying
me here.
Yes,
it is.
Yeah, heart of Aline.
Yes.
That's lovely.
That's exactly what it is.
Yay. How are you? Happy
beautiful
New Year.
Beautiful area. Happy New Year to you, and thank you so much for giving yourself to us. I can move mountains because I can feel your love, and that's exactly what I needed to move the mountains. So I thank you for that.
Thank you, sweetheart.
I was on the call the other day. Pardon me?
What's going on?
Well, I was on your call the other night with the soulful surrender, which was quite profound for me. Mm. And I'm still working on some issues. I came back from the holidays with my family, which always plugs me into some things. And I was having a lot of physical discomfort and was sick and had a low back pain and which for me is always kind of wanting somebody to come and rescue me or wanting support. And I've pretty much been on my own all my life. When I was a young person, I kind of rejected love and very, very young. And I've been rooted in fear forever. And I am just wanting to take off and just get into the whole new vibrational energy. And I'm still pretty stuck in some places. And I just realized a couple of days ago around relationship how I turned my back on humans, men and women, and I've been on my own for now like 25 years, totally afraid of intimacy, and I'm very, always been very confused inside of myself, and it is rooted in fear, and I can't quite get a grip on all this, and my life is working in so many wonderful ways, but I still have this terror inside of my body. And when you were working earlier with a young gentleman, I just had this immense pain in my throat, and my body was going through all this immense pain again around fear and intimacy and relationship. And so for the last 25 years, I've worked on relationship with myself, and I have come to love myself, but I still have a hard time with any other human. So I don't know what my question is, but wondering if you had any insights here.
Well, here's why it's coming up. It's coming up because ultimately your kind of hermetic existence is coming to a conclusion. And gradually you have to start venturing out beyond your reality where you have this false sense of safety. And I say it's a false sense of safety not to undermine the world that you live in, but to let you know that the only way that any safety can be found is through challenging your perceived fears and by uncovering them to be false. And that for you, my dear, is going to mean going on vacation in densely populated areas where you can't escape human beings, like China.
China?
Or India. Yeah, because everywhere you turn in one of those countries, somebody is there. You're never alone. There are so many people, vast throngs. Well, if you're out in the countryside, then maybe you'll get a break. But outside of that, millions of people. Either that or go to New York and just hang out in Times Square for a couple of days and be in the intensity of that. And at first it's going to be overwhelming because it's the opposite of your present reality. But you have to give yourself, you have to give yourself the gift of contrast to play the game of polarity and to balance out the inherent polarity in your experience that keeps you stuck in duality. You know, human beings are most... Human beings are mostly harmless. And
I don't know. They
you're
scare
safe.
Me.
Well, but you know what? But that's the point.
And I work with people, you know, and I'm really good with working with other people and everything. But once they start getting in a little too close, I just shut down and I'm running the other way.
So your assignment, sweetheart, is to go to Times Square, put one of those signs over your neck that says free hugs, and just hug people. That's
okay.
Your assignment.
Well, then we have to work on abundance then.
Yeah. Well, you know
willing. I'm willing to go.
Start local, aim global. Harmonious hustle.
Uh-huh.
But it's getting out of your comfort zone.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
Just stretch yourself a little bit every day, you know. Like when you're out running errands, talk to a stranger.
Okay.
You know, start getting out of your comfort zone. And you'll begin to realize that you're not allergic to humans and that humans aren't allergic to you. Challenge your fears.
All right.
Challenge your fears.
Oh, my God.
Because they're
okay.
Not real. Okay?
They're not real? Okay.
No, but they're not real.
Thank you so much.
I love you, sweetheart. Happy embracing and hugging and uncomfortable moments of intimacy. Yay.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, sweetheart. Go forth and hug. So, you know, that's important because we all have fears. However, until we actually turn and face our fears and shine the light of our awareness on them, they keep running us. And so in some cases, like, you have to do what you're afraid of in order to just invalidate the grip that fear has on you. And the only way you do that is by turning and facing and embracing. And so if you've lived an isolated existence, go out and mingle with people and hug people and, like, you know, reach out to one person. It doesn't have to be overwhelming, but gradually, little by little, expand the boundaries of your known reality. Become more inclusive. And little by little, you'll begin to see that the world isn't as scary a place as you once believed it would be. You know, what keeps us stuck is our identity. What keeps us rooted in this dualistic experience is identity. And at the highest level, does it exist? No. On the level of your soul, it doesn't exist. However, while you are engaged in your human experience, it's a part of the equation. And that's why this is so important. Because we literally have the ability and the capacity to shorten the distance between our personality and our soul until there's no distance anymore. And what that means is you're a full and complete embodiment of the light, radiating out your essence. And everybody, like, people will need sunglasses to be hanging out with you. That's how luminous you're going to be. And that's the opportunity this year. You know, we're beyond New Year's resolutions. We're beyond, you know, exclaiming out loud the same scenarios over and over again, thinking in some way that the verbal or mental position around certain areas of life and living are going to bring them into resolution. Of course, it doesn't work. How about we start to work at the deepest possible level that we can by embracing what's there under the surface, what's patiently awaiting your attention, what's wanting you to shine the light of your awareness on it. And the more you can do that, the more you can engage in that, the more peaceful and calm you'll become, the more you'll be anchored in that, until eventually one day you'll look in the mirror and all you will see is light. Tomorrow, January 2nd, we begin a brand new program that I've created just for you, and something that I'm calling Soul Fit for 2015. You know, we work on all these external parts of who we are. We want to, you know, fine-tune that which is superficial in our reality, but very rarely do we work on that which is deep within us. And rather than rehashing all the same stuff that we've been rehashing over and over again, I wanted to create something that allows you to wipe your vibrational slate clean for 2015. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for a complete overhaul of every area of life and living. And my sense is, by virtue of the fact that you're here, so are you. And so my team and I have put together something that I believe is unique and revolutionary that will carry you forth into a place of resolution where you are resolved within yourself and ultimately bring you into a greater state of abundance, of love, of joy, of connection, where you can make the space to live your best life. Tomorrow, my sweet souls, we begin our 8-day deep density detox, and that's exactly what it is. It is a deep density detox. The energy over the course of my ultimate energy immersions has been building and building and building to such a degree that I've now had to shorten the frequency with which we do them because they are that powerful and people need time to integrate. What I wanted to do was to give you an absolute jump start on the year by lovingly providing you emails every morning to prepare you for the day, to move you through everything you need to move through, as well as support you with powerful energetic declarations to provide you support when you need it most. 20-minute morning meditations to allow you to lay the foundation for every single moment of the subsequent day. And then the 20-minute sound sleep support, especially for my friend who is having a hard time getting to bed at night. And then the 30-minute intensive daily teaching in which you're supported in eliminating your buildup of vibrational density. As always, we'll get together with 3 live calls. There'll be a density detox diary so you can track your progression. And there'll be a 30-minute vibrational density jumpstart, which is something that's created to help you move your body and to help you get in motion. Access, as always, will be provided to a Facebook page that will allow you to share your experiences and share in the adventure. And so, sweet souls, as we are here on the cusp of this new year, and as we are moving through everything that we're moving through, I invite you to make 2015 the year of who you have always been, the magnificent being that has quietly resided under the surface, the magnificent one who has simply observed every single aspect of life and living, the magnificent one that is simply wanting to be unleashed, just like Aditya's soul, doing that John Travolta move from Saturday Night Fever. So that's open until tonight, Eastern, and day one begins tomorrow. And the other thing, it came up in the course, I'm going to mention it, is soul support. I really wanted to create a sustainable momentum for you over the course of your day and over the course of weeks and months. Because really what I've noticed is that shifts occur gradually and over time. And the more we are allowing ourselves to immerse in all of this, the more we're moving through everything. And so what better way than to be supported and to receive soul support and to move through everything each month so where we are expanding into all that we are and tapping into our spiritual DNA. So every 30 days, I've created a new 60-minute webcast just for you. There'll be a 90-minute live interactive call, 4 new 20-minute audio meditation recordings, and a vibrational cocktail. And that is exactly what it sounds like. A vibrational pina colada with 3 60-minute webcasts handpicked by me from the vast video library to provide you breakthroughs and to provide you greater insight and awareness into every area of life and living. All of this is here to help you make the most of this vibrational platform. I am grateful for you. I want you to access everything that is available to you, especially this year. So my love to you all, as always, sweet souls, thank you for being here with me. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to be a part of this incredible adventure that we call life. I look forward to being with you either in the Deep Density Talks or Soul Support or in person somewhere in the new year very soon. A happy new year to all of you. Here's to an incredible 2015. May your inner radiance illuminate your outer world in every single moment of life and living. I love you all with all that I am, and I thank you for loving me. Until the next time, be well.